U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling on allies to boost their economic support for Ukraine, saying the support pledged so far will not be enough to meet the country's basic needs. In comments prepared for Brussels Economic Forum, Yellen says while Ukraine will eventually need massive support, for now it needs budget funding to pay soldiers, employees, and pensioners, as well as to operate an economy that meets its citizens' basic needs. Yellen added that Ukraine's financing needs are significant. She credited the bravery and ingenuity of the country's officials in keeping its economy going. Help could come on Wednesday, with the European Union expected to propose a set of loans that would help Ukraine both with short-term financing and its rebuilding effort in the long term. The U.S. Department of State announced Tuesday the launch of a new conflict observatory to disseminate and make widely available evidence of Russia-perpetuated war crimes and other atrocities in Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
In a release Tuesday, the State Department said the Conflict Observatory will gather, analyze, verify, and preserve publicly and commercially available information regarding Russia's invasion of Ukraine in an effort to counter Russian disinformation and propaganda. The department said the information will include satellite imagery and information shared via social media and will meet international legal standards for use in ongoing or future accountability mechanisms such as civil and criminal legal processes. Department spokesman Ned Price says the program is being funded through an initial $6 million investment. Reports will be posted at conflictobservatory.com. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Somalia's newly elected president is welcoming word that U.S. Special Operation Forces will again be based in Somalia to help in the fight against the al-Shabaab terror group. Hassan Sheikh Mohammed thanked U.S. President Joe Biden in a tweet Tuesday, calling the United States a reliable partner in our quest to stability and fight against terrorism. U.S. forces have been working for years with Somali forces in their efforts to contain al-Shabaab, described by U.S. military and intelligence officials as the al-Qaeda terror group's wealthiest and most powerful affiliate. But in December 2020, former U.S. President Donald Trump ordered about 750 U.S. forces in Somalia to withdraw, instead having them fly in for periodic engagements. And once again, the top story this hour, Ukraine says more than 260 of its fighters have been evacuated from the Mariupol steel mill Azovstal. Also, Ukraine has says its forces have pushed back Russian troops in the Kharkiv region. Marissa Melton, VOA News.